The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will also come with you." So they went out and got into the boat. But that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing at the shore, but the disciples didn't recognize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it, and they were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard it, that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, where they were not far from the shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out onto the shore, they saw a charcoal fire with a fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore, full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of his disciples dared ask, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in a like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus had revealed to the disciples after being raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." Then he said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." Jesus said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that Jesus had asked him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you to where you do not want to go. He said this, signifying what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord.
So I will speak about a curious verb, a crucial question, and a very important invitation. The curious verb. Three times at the beginning of this gospel, the evangelist used the word revealed. Now, oftentimes we think about resurrection, we think Jesus appeared. And in other gospels, they use the word appeared. But in John's gospel, three times it's revealed. What's the difference between appearing and revealing? Let me demonstrate. Appearing. Ta-da! Appealing. I was not in the sanctuary, I came into the sanctuary. Revealing. Ta-da! So what's the difference? What's the difference? Appearing is coming from, was not present before, and coming into presence. And revealing is already here, hiding, in a different form, playing peekaboo. And this is what the resurrection Jesus has revealed about the nature of God. God is always with us in a different form, oftentimes so near or beyond our recognition, and we are slow to recognize. And what is God's presence, Jesus' presence does? He sees what's going on. He sees the disciples going back to what they do, their old life. Now, mind you, John says Jesus has already revealed himself at least three times in a group, not counting Mary Magdalene. So they had this powerful presence of Jesus, and they still forgot or were afraid or caught up, so they went back to their old ways. And Jesus is present to them in the shore, and he sees them, and he sees that they catch no fish, nada, and he provides for them. So, in this simple, curious word, the evangelist wants to remind us that God sees us. Now, older people, obviously, God sees me when I'm doing all the wrong, and sometimes we have the idea that God looks down on us and counting all the times we're doing wrong. Or a lot of young people, I'm a nobody. People don't see me. I'm just a number. And to God, I'm just a number. If I go to Mass, people recognize me. I don't go to Mass, people don't recognize me. I'm not seen. But this is a God who sees us, who sees deep in our own heart, beyond our fears, beyond our hopes. The most, a crucial question. Peter, son of Simon, son of John, do you love me? I'm Vietnamese, and if in Vietnamese culture, if you call the person by their parents, that means I know all about you. I know where you grow up. I know your whole history. And I don't even have to Google you. I just know. I know everything about you. And Jesus says that because he sees, he knows. And why does Jesus ask the question, do you love me, Peter, three times? Is it because he points out and says, nah, 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 look at you. You deny me three times, so I'm just going to point out to you how bad you are. No, that's not the kind of God Jesus revealed. The kind of God Jesus revealed is like, yes, I know what you've done. I know you. But I'm going to ask this question, which gets to deep in your heart, to pull out, to reveal to you, to get in touch with what is deeper than your fear, what's deeper than your false, broken promises. And Peter, after his third response, says it, right? Yes, you know everything. You know that I love you. You know that I promise more than I keep. I put my foot in my mouth. I run away. I deny you. You know all that, Lord. But you know everything. You see through my heart. And Jesus asked Peter, do you love me? Not so much to test Peter, but but to remind Peter what's deep down at his heart. And the last time they had a one-on-one conversation. Now, of course, when Jesus met the other disciples, there's a group of them. But the last time they had one-on-one was at the garden with the high priest Caiaphas. And in Luke's gospel, Peter denied Jesus three times. And Jesus looked at him. And Peter wept bitterly. Perhaps because he's guilty, but also because he knows he failed. And now Jesus looks at him and gets very personal with his name, with his heritage, with his family history, and asks him, look deeper, Peter. And so, look deeper at my love for you. And so asking those three questions, Jesus is saying, I see what you did, not a problem. I see what you did, I love you. I see what you did, I want you to be with me. And so by asking Peter that very crucial question, do you love me? It gets Peter to get in contact with what is deepest, what drew him to Jesus. And then Jesus recommissions him. The most important question of Christian discipleship and of serving in the church is not, I have these great gifts or not, what can I do? The most important question of our faith as Christian or as ministers of our faith is letting God, calling us by name, do you love me? Will you let my love draw you? Will you let yourself be seen and look at your life through my eyes? A very important invitation. Towards the end, Jesus says, follow me. Now, of all the other calls in the gospel, if they first met Jesus, Jesus calls them, and then they follow. This one is a little different. It's been 3 years. It's been a lot of history. There's a lot of water under the bridge. A lot of mistakes. And Jesus had just forgiven Peter. And now he says, follow me. Follow me to do what? We don't quite know. But the heart of the call is this. Be with me. I want you to be with me. I want you to be with me breaking bread, whether it's at the table of your family or at a barbecue on the beach. I want you to be with me when you don't feel seen, when you feel rejected, when people pass you by. I want you to be with me when darkness in life, what happens in war in the Ukraine or in our polarized church or country, that gets you to focus on the darkness and to take your eyes off of me. I want you to be with me. C.S. Lewis asked a great question. What does God want most from us? We would think, well, to do God's will, to keep the commandment, to go to Mass, to be loving, to be just. Perhaps, you know what C.S. Lewis' response is? God doesn't want anything from you. God wants you and me, all of us. And so, I see you. I love you. And sometimes that means forgiving. And I want you to be with me. That's the heart of our faith. That's the heart of the faith that we are called to reveal this God to the world and to be witnesses of this God who wants to communicate in a very personal way to each of us, regardless of our age, regardless of how much we are part of the church, or we believe or not, or we struggle with the issues, things in the church or not. Regardless, it's a God who wants to say, call each of us by name, and in our own language say, I see you. I love you. I want to be with you. We may be in very different ways different stages of our relationship with God. We may have even forgotten that God, what God wants the most is this close, intimate relationship with God, what we call communion. Some of us may have encountered God in the past. Some of us actually may not. If you haven't had any experience of God encountering you or me encounter God, ask for it. You could be younger, you could be older. Ask in this Easter season, Lord, may I have a relationship with you? Young people say, Father, I want a real relationship, genuine, authentic. Yes. Then I ask you back, all the young people, how do you have a real relationship? It's kind of simple. You want a real relationship? Be real. You want a fake relationship? Be fake. So each of us, ask God for this encounter. I may have a real relationship with you, which means owning up to some of the stuff we're doing, which is not our best self, letting God see us, and not just our faults, see us deeply, so that we may be like Peter saying, yes, Lord, you know everything. You know I messed up. You know I'm afraid, but you also know my heart. And Jesus asked Peter and asked all of us, feed my lamb with my sheep. I know today we have a second collection to help the people in the Ukraine. Fantastic. We should be doing that. But feeding lamb, feeding sheep is look around at the people in your family, in your school, in your workplace, in our community. Look for the last, the least, and the lost. And you and I, how can we come closer and to say, I see you, I care for you. God sees you, God cares for you. Easter is a season longer than Lent. It's an opportunity and a challenge for us to let God reveal to us, to let God ask us that crucial question, and to let Jesus invite us intimately. Because Jesus wants to remind each of us, deep down, I see you, I love you, be with me. If we can live in such a way that people can see in the way we treat them, that they are seen, they are loved, and they are called to be a friend of God.